Masechet Shivayit, Perek Tet, Mishnah Bet. The rest of this perek is going to talk about the laws of Bi'ur. A person's allowed during the Shemitah year to pick items, bring it into his home as long as him and his family are going to eat that food. But once the time of Bi'ur arrives, the time of Bi'ur is when this type of item is no longer available in the field for the wild animals to eat. Once that arrives, a person has to remove the item from his home and relinquish ownership of it. And that's the process of bi'ur. If bi'ur is not done at that time, when the animals no longer have food in the field to eat, the produce becomes asur, prohibited for a person to eat from forever. When we're talking about that it's not available for the animals to eat in the field anymore, question becomes, is it all of Israel? If the item's available somewhere in the country, then it's considered to be available and I can eat it wherever I am. Or is it divided up by region? This Mishnah is going to say that it's divided up by region. That we're not taking Israel as a whole, but if it's available in my region, in the field for the animals to eat, I'm allowed to continue to eat it. Once it's not available in my region anymore, I have to fully remove it from my home, af al pi, even though it may be available in a different part of Eretz Yisrael. This Mishnah is going to talk about these regions, and it's going to talk about how things are broken up with the proper borders. Mishnah says, Shalosh aratzot labi'ur, Yehuda, ve'ever ha'yarden, ve'hagalil. There are three lands in Israel for the purposes of bi'ur. Judea, Yehuda, ve'ever ha'yarden, the west of the Jordan River, which is the center of Israel, and the Galil, which is in the north of Israel. If produce is available, if a person is living in the Galil, and produce is available in the Galil for the animals to eat, he's allowed to continue eating. But if it's not available in the Galil anymore, even though it's available in a different part of the country, a person has to stop eating what he has, and he has to do bi'ur on that item. The Mishnah is going to add up now, talking about these three regions, that they're broken up even more into three different parts of each region. Mishnah says, Veshalosh, shalosh aratzot lekol ahat ve'ahad. And there are three regions within every one of these three properties that we mentioned in the Yehuda, in Eved HaYarden, in Galil. They're also broken up into three different smaller regions, which depends on the terrain. There's mountainous terrain, there's lowlands, and there's the valley. This matters for two different reasons. Firstly, we need to know the borders. We need to know how to identify the boundaries of every one of these places that we mentioned, Yehuda, Eved HaYarden, and Galil. And then we're going to mention later on in the Mishnah that there may be some halachic consequence to the different boundaries. Mishnah says, Galil ha'elyon ve'galil ha'tahton v'ha'emek. The three different areas of the Galil are the upper Galil, the lower Galil, and the valley. Mikefar Hananya ul-ma'lan, kol she'eno megadel shikmin, Galil ha'elyon. When talking about the upper Galil, which is the mountainous territory of Galil, it's from Kefar Hananya, this place Kefar Hananya, and above, which is north. Wherever there is area that a person cannot grow sycamore trees because of the mountains is considered to be Galil ha'elyon. Umikfar Hananya ul-Matan, from the Kfar Hananya and below, south, is the lowlands. Koshihu megadel shikmin, wherever the area or the land does allow a person to grow sycamore trees because of the flat terrain. Galil HaTachton is considered to be the Galil HaTachton, Utchum Teveria HaEmek, and the area of Tiberias is considered to be the valley. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about the three regions of Yehuda. Ubihuda, Hahar, Shefela, VeHaEmek. The three areas of Yehuda are the mountains of Yehuda, the Shefela, which is the lowlands of Yehuda, and the valley of Yehuda. So until now we spoke about two of the different areas. We spoke about the first area, which was the Galil, and now we just spoke about the second area, which was Yehuda. And again, for our understanding, if a person in any of the three parts of that individual area has the availability of some sort of produce, he could eat it in any part of that area. So if even though it's in the north of the Galil, and it's not in the south of Galil, but he happens to be in the south of Galil and he has that produce, he's allowed to continue to eat that item because it's within the area of the Galil, even though it may be way north of him. So now we're going to talk about the third category, which is the Eved HaYarden And it gets a little bit trickier over here to understand why the areas actually matter. Here's a halachic reason why we need to say that there are three areas to each, or three parts to each area that we mentioned. So here we're going to say about the Eved Hayarden, Ushfelat Lod, Kishfelat Hadaron. And we're talking about the lowlands of the west side of the Jordan. It's considered to be the area of Lod. And then we're throwing in the halacha that this area of Lod, which is the west side of the Jordan, has the same halacha as the lowlands of the Darom, which is the low-lying region of Yehuda. So what we're saying in other words is, you could have, in the whole Eved HaYarden, no produce left. A person has that item, he's in the lowlands of Lod. So even though there's nothing left in the Eved HaYarden, if that produce is still available in the lowlands of Yehuda, which is a totally different area, we're going to say that one is going to be interchangeable. That usually the animals don't change their area. If they're in one of the three areas, they stay in those areas. But they'll move within one of those areas, within three of the parts of it. They'll move within one area to the lowlands, highlands, mountains, valley, whatever we're saying over there. They'll move within one area. But they won't move to a totally different area to get produce. Therefore, bi'ur is considered to be done when it's not available in your area anymore. But we do say over here that when it comes to the west side of the Jordan, the lowlands of the west side of the Jordan, we do say that animals are willing to leave their full area to go from the west side of the Jordan, the Eved HaYarden, all the way to Yehuda, if it's both within the lowlands. So if an item is available in the lowlands of Yehuda, a person is still allowed to continue to eat it if he's in the lowlands of the west side of Jordan, because the animals will travel from one place to the next in that specific place in order to get food. And we're going to have another one over here. Ve'ahad shela ki haramelech, and the mountains of Lod, which is, again, the Eved HaYarden, the west side of the Jordan, has the same status as the mountains of, we're calling here HaMelech, the king, which is the mountains of Yehuda. So again, if a person may not have a certain item in the entire Eved HaYarden, it's not available anywhere, so you think that it's now out of play. A person can't eat that item anymore. Ah, but if he's in the Har of the Lod, which is the Har of Eved HaYarden, and the items available in the Har of Yehuda, we'll say that animals will go across from mountain to mountain in order to get that item. Therefore, it becomes permissible for that person to continue eating. So the Mishnah here listed two of the places from the Eved HaYarden. We said it's Ushfelat Lod and the Har of Lod, both of them. Now we're going to list the third area within the Eved HaYarden. Mishnah says, Mibet Horon v'ad Hayam midina ahat, and the territory that goes from this place of Bet Horon to the Mediterranean Sea is one region, which is the valley of the Eved HaYarden.